Hello.
Hey, Mr. Peters?
Yeah.
Hey, you filled out a web form about your house on Andrews Boulevard?
I filled out a web form?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
About selling your property?
I would sell it. Yeah, I was thinking about either renting it out or selling it. I've been working on it.
Okay. Are you saying you didn't fill out a web form, though?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I don't want to bother you. I'm definitely interested in buying the property.
I'd sell it for 170. I might go down to 165.
Okay. And it's vacant. Do you live around the area?
I do.
Nice.
I can show you the house today. I have to go over there anyway.
Well, I'm pretty familiar with the house. You know, we have houses within the area, right there off of Buckrow Avenue, if you know. If you're familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the whole city.
When's the last time someone did live in it?
I'd say 4 months ago.
Okay. And then, if you don't mind me asking, what were they paying in rent?
I was getting 13.
13? Okay. Cool. Were they pretty good tenants?
No, they always paid me late, so I didn't renew the lease. I don't have time to deal with people in the middle of the month. I have to go on vacation, you know. If you don't pay me at the beginning of the month, it's irritating. So at any rate, I'm in no hurry, man. All my houses are paid for. I travel a lot. So at any rate, that house, I've already painted the outside, and I painted the door in the back, and I put new carpets in all the rooms. Put in two new air conditioners, new stove. But I've been working on it. Every get a day, you know, I got to go cut the grass. But I'm at the
so
point.
So, is there
now,
any work needed to be done for this Andrew? You know, the Andrews.
Nothing. It could be rented out tomorrow. Is rent ready?
And you said you might take, you know, $165 for it.
I probably would consider that. I have a lot of houses.
And does it's a 4-1?
What?
It's a 4-bedroom house, correct?
4-bedroom, 1-bath.
Yeah. And the HVAC, how's that?
I've got 5 window units.
Okay. So that's the only thing that sucks about it.
It sucks for a flipper, but it's heaven on earth for a renter.
Yeah, because they control the temperature, huh?
No, because I could replace a window unit for 150 bucks, 30 minutes. A central air conditioner on a house can cost you well $15,000.
I was going to say 10 grand at least. Yeah.
And it would take a whole fucking year for even a renter who doesn't pay for your air conditioner, sets it on 50 and runs it, burns it up. No, man, I'm
sure.
Oh, the air conditioning. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, because, you know, if I bought it, I would want to, you know, put the HVAC in it personally.
Well, look, I just got out of bed. I was in bed. I'm gonna give you a couple addresses just to home you in on the area, man. You said you're familiar
with
there.
Yeah. We got a bunch of houses over there, so.
There's a house that sold last week. Tomorrow. It's in the, you know, I can give you the addresses of what houses are selling for. And sure.
Okay. Tell me whatever house you're selling. If you got more, give me the addresses of them, and I'll look at all of them, and would you do a package deal?
Let me see here. 1924 Andrews Boulevard, like, you know, a couple houses away.
All right, hang on 1 second. This is something you're selling too?
No, I'm just giving you a comparable. You know, if you're buying a house to flip it, you need to know what houses are worth in the area. 1924
sure.
Andrews Boulevard just sold for $269,970. So that's like
Andrews. You said 2214.
Yeah.
Yeah, it said it sold for $225,000.
In the newspaper, I'm looking at it right now. 1924 Andrews just sold on 311. So what it was, a flipper's already resold it. Just sold on 311 for $269,970.
Okay. Yeah, I see
that. Yep. Another one, 2414 Andrews Boulevard, just sold for $285 on February 15th.
Yep.
Yeah. So I know what the house is worth, and it's assessed for a lot more, I'm asking. But I understand, you know, the window air conditioning, it's worth really less, but the city doesn't get any no fucking credit. They want to tax you out of your properties. So,
sure.
Yeah, man, you can keep looking, or yeah, I could show you house today. I got to go over to
the how soon would you be, you know, looking to do the 165 if I said I could do it?
Well, you come over and hand me the cash tomorrow and meet me at my lawyer's.
You know, you and I. Yeah, you and I both know we can't just do that, but.
Yeah, you'd have to sign a contract, give me $5,000 down, tell me how much time you need to come up with the financing. You got to wait, I think, 40 days.
It's cash. It's a cash sale.
Yeah, and then, you know, just do your title search. There's no liens on the house. And,
okay.
When we meet at Hunter Law Group, or, you know.
Well, I'm going to use my own attorney.
Which is where?
Curtis Gordon.
What city?
And he's in Richmond. Henrico, technically, actually.
Yeah. Well, I could consider, I don't want to drive to Richmond.
No, and they can send you a mobile notary if we're paying for closing costs, too.
Yeah, I'm selling it. If I sell it as is under market, that's kind of like what I'd be doing. Let's see. Yeah, this last guy, this is hilarious, man. 2414, I believe is also Andrews Avenue, sold in December of last year, December 29th, 2 days before the end of the year, sold for $160,000. And the solder, or am I talking about the same house? No, this is another house. And the flipper fixed it up and sold it for $285,000 on February 15th. He made $125,000 profit in 51 days. That's amazing.
Yeah,
so
that's okay.
You know what? I would put split window units. You don't need to do central air. You got the newfangled hotel, you know, the. That shit, you only need two units of damn house and would be central air. That's just easy. You know what I'm talking about. You don't have to have
I have Mitsubishi mini splits.
Yeah. I mean, why not do something like that if you really feel you want to have central air? I would turn the laundry room into a second bathroom. You know, sort of got the
sure.
water drain in there and have two bathrooms. You got all kinds of money. It's a great area, you know. Everyone wants to live near the beach.
Oh, yeah. Not a bad area at all. Well, I mean, we're definitely interested in it. So anything, you know, as far as condition-wise that we should know about?
No, you could rent it out tomorrow. Condition-wise, you know, the reason I'm willing to sell it for less than its value is because I think I'd put a new roof on it. I'd update the kitchen. I've never updated the kitchen since I've had the house, other than I replaced the lower cabinets when I first got it. I've never replaced the upper
sure.
cabinets. Put in Home Depot cabinets. So, you know, that's easy shit anyway. But
Yeah. I mean,
I
the pictures that I look at are from 10 years ago. You know, they're on Zillow, so I mean, I'm not sure how relevant they are to what it's actually
No,
conditioned now for.
I would say it's time up, from a flipper perspective, you're going to want to update the kitchen. You're going to probably want to do something with the air conditioning, and you're going to probably want to put a new roof on, to get this top dollar like this other guy's doing. But shit,
Yeah.
I know little groups of people using illegal immigrants will re-roof that house for $3,000. And I know a kitchen can be put in. I mean, because I've done it myself before, I could do it myself for less than $4,000. I don't know what split units cost, but I'd also go with electric water. If I was going to bother with all that stuff, I'd take the tank water heater out and go electric, box. That's the way to go now, man. The last one I installed on a house, I haven't had an issue with it. It's been over 10 years.
Sure.
So it's all easy stuff if you know what you're doing. And I know what I'm doing, but
Yeah.
I got to get rid of houses, man. I got houses you would love to have. I'm selling a farm in Gloucester. I got my big one. This is my house in Florida. It's right off the beach in Hollywood Beach. But I paid what, $53,000 for it, about 41 years ago. This shit now is where everyone wants to live, right? Beach, high rises, new condos all around me. And everybody wants to
Sure.
have. Yeah, I get woken up every morning where people want to buy my houses. But
Yeah. Well, I mean, this one's definitely, I think this one's probably safe to say it's probably worth around 255.
which one are you talking
Two,
about?
yeah. The, St. Andrews, if it was all fixed up.
Sure, it would be easily.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have that second bathroom, which is that hurts it. But if it was fixed up, I think 255 would be good. And it had the, HVAC.
Yeah, you're right. Of course it would, and I should probably do it myself. But then again, I have other houses.
Sure.
What's your name? What's your name anyway? I'm just for the hell of it, I'll write your name down.
Zach.
Zach.
Yep.
Yeah, are you one of the wholesalers that, just looking for the flippers? Are you a flipper yourself? Or are you someone who's looking to buy a rental property at a young age like I did?
We buy about 20-30 houses a month.
Zach. So are you a wholesaler? Are you a flipper? Or are
No,
you
we buy and hold. We're real estate investors. There's not really anything that we don't do. We've done it all.
Yeah. Well, look, is it going to rain today? Because it's not going to rain. I got to go over there and cut grass anyway. I'm outside. I think I'm going to go over there and cut grass today. If you meet me, I could meet you there at noon.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, to Hampton, it's about an hour and some change away. I mean, I definitely want the place. It doesn't. I think 165 is even. I think we're close, but I think it's even a little high. I think I need to be a little bit lower. I mean, would you even better that?
No, I might even go higher if you want another. Hey, it was nice talking to you, Zach. You have a wonderful day, and good luck in your adventures there. All right, we'll see what
Well,
happens.
I'll definitely.